Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brad Sham joins us every Monday at 8 o'clock on the BuyerSafety.com hotline with Sean and RJ. Jason Garrett coming up at 8:30 on DFW Sports Station. Good morning, Brad. Congratulations, man. Take us through the announcement or your surprise. Did you know that any of that was coming last night as they played the video tribute inside the stadium?
I did not know about that, Sean, and thank you. It really is too long to tell right here. I had a couple of inklings that they were going to do something because of a couple of things that happened. I had no idea the magnitude of it, and let me just tell you, Rich Dalrymple, the Vice President of Public Relations, and Charlotte and Jerry and Gene, and they went to some lengths now to get a whole bunch of people there that it was not easy to get there, and I appreciate their doing that, and I appreciate those folks coming, and putting the plaque up and naming the booth, that's ridiculous, but I am very grateful, and it was way more than anybody had to do. And you know, to me, the I understand it's the regular season. The 40th season started in San Francisco, the first preseason game, and so I thought, well, we're five games into this. What are we doing? But I completely understood. That's somewhat tongue in cheek, and it's just I'm still kind of reeling. When I got home from the game, I tried to go through as many messages as I could and answer them that I've gotten, and I haven't gotten halfway through them. Finally, it was about 3 o'clock, and I said, I got to go to sleep. There's another day.
Are you? Do you walk in crotch first now in there? Are you going to kiss the nameplate? Kiss the nameplate and touch it before you go in for good luck?
No, I believe that. I believe that if you truly live in humility, I probably ought to cover my eyes before I go in so I don't look at that thing. I don't know if that's a good idea for me to know that that's there.
Was that a crystal football that Jerry gave you?
No, it was cobalt.
Ooh.
Cobalt. It sounds like it sounds pretty good. Expensive.
Yeah. It's
good
I have to hire three people to lift it up and move it around.
That's awesome.
And then, not part of that, but sitting on my chair was a box from Stetson. It was easily the coolest hat I've got because it's a perfect blue fedora that fits perfectly, and it's really sharp. But then it's got inscribed on the inside of the hat band my name and the date and the occasion, and yeah, it just was really fantastic.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Brad Sham here on The Fan. What jumped out to you in the win?
You know, the defense, obviously, it would be 1A, and 1B would be, clearly, they made an attempt to do some things differently offensively. Babe talked about it a lot during the broadcast, throw on first down. Now, I think they still ran on first down more when the night was over, but I think they threw on the first two or three first downs. The big play to Austin was an early announcement that they were going to try to understand things that they had not done well enough. One of the things that was a problem in Charlotte, and there were a number of reasons for it, but one of the things that was a problem was the ball never going down the field. Now, some of that was plays that were sent in, and some of it were decisions that Dak made. They had some downfield plays called, and he checked out of them. So they clearly last night made a decision that we are going to break out of that mold, and it worked. It wasn't what it needs to be. I'm talking about the offense. It wasn't what it needs to be, but it's only the second game of the year. Especially if they're going to play defense that way, which I think they are, if they get better every game offensively, and the challenges will be different every week, but if they just get better, then as the season goes along, they'll be good enough to do what they want to do.
I thought that they kind of took the foot off the pedal after the first quarter. Dak legs, Tavon involvement, throwing deep. And I felt like they went away from it until midway through the fourth quarter with a big lull in there in between. Did you have that same feeling?
No, but there was clearly – I didn't have the feeling that they were taking their foot off the gas, but I will have to go back and look at the – I know when they suddenly got into that run of series where they're punting every time, that's not going to get it done. The third down conversion percentage, that won't get it done. There were some things, I mean, I think, I'm anxious to look at it again, but I think the pass that gathers in the end zone, I think Dak would like to have that back. You know, yeah. Rico did not show any burst. And I thought the one replay I saw, it looked like he kind of got tangled up with a defender coming off the line in his break, not illegal, but stuff that happens. And so, you know, the receiver has to be able to get through that, run through that, and have some acceleration to get to the ball. And it still wasn't a good throw. And that was an open one. You can't miss those, especially when your offense is struggling. I won't dispute what you're saying, Sean, until I go back and look at the play-by-play and see what what blocking schemes there were. The execution, the final result of a bunch of those series was not good enough. I will say that they had that read option that he ran to the left side for first downs at least three times.
Yes.
And that was different. Mm-hmm. And that was really good. And then as now people will see that and they say, well, we're going to have to put somebody over there, then that's going to take somebody else out of the mix. And there'll be some of those times that the ball will be given to Zeke. A couple of times I thought very clearly they were called for him to go. And a couple of times it really looked like it was his decision whether to keep it or give it to Zeke. And he made really good decisions there. And the important thing is I cannot think of, and it doesn't have anything to do with your question, which I think is completely valid, I can't think of a time when it looked like the ball was going to be intercepted or where he made a bad decision as a passer. There were some bad throws, but I think you can live with those, especially if you're playing good defense, as long as the decisions are good, and I thought they were.
Brad Sham joins us here on 105 Through the Fan. I did think the offense obviously was, clearly better. I thought they controlled the tempo a lot of times, but there were still some penalties on offense that kind of killed them. There's two third downs converted. Are you at all concerned? You see Tyron Smith's getting called for a lot of penalties this year. Are you at all concerned about the penalty factor?
Well, you can't have 10 like they did last week. Mm. But did they have 4 or 5 last night? Sometimes it's the timeliness of them. Sometimes you can have 2 penalties and they can break your back. And I do think there are some
things.
They had
6 for 47.
6 for 47. That's really about. I mean, I think if you can have 4 or 5, that's pretty good. And especially, I think we're going to have to live with this for a while. From crew to crew, there are some. Now they don't. I don't recall that they had any of their penalties last night were of the nature of these new points of emphasis. And
no.
But yeah, and Tyron will tell you. I talked to him about that last week. I know one of his penalties in Charlotte was a technique thing, and he knew it. He said it first. And so he
it was a hands of the face, I think, right? Maybe a hands of the face.
No, you know, I think the very first one that really kind of put him, and I'm talking about last week now, that was really a problem was he had to get out and block a corner who maybe was blitzing, and the guy was split way out wide. He had to go find the guy, and the guy was a little guy, and he kind of got around him, and so he got a little sloppy in the way he tried to reach back in and got him. I think it was a block in the back, and it was a big one because it was early. And so, you're concerned that they happen. Now, I believe one of his was a false start.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so that's odd, especially at home, but that won't happen very much. So that right now, you know, Babe's very fond of these Mike Vanderjack T-shirts that he's got that he puts up in the booth. Remember when Vanderjack said Parcells was concerned about him, and they went to Vanderjack, and he said, "Hey, it's preseason. Tell him not to worry." And Parcells said, "Tell him I'm worried." And Babe's got two T-shirts that one says, "Tell him not to worry," and the other one says, "Tell him I'm worried." And those hang in our booth now every game. So I'm not worried yet, but you know, you can't keep doing it.
Do you want the Cowboys to get Josh Gordon?
No.
Why?
Seriously? I mean, the guy's a walking issue, not a problem, an issue.
Do you have a player show tonight?
Yes, although it won't be on the air tonight.
Okay.
But if people want to come live and see it and be part of it, we'd love to have them at the Omni Frisco. It'll be Tavon Austin Ooh. And Alan Hearns.
Okay.
And it will. And in case anyone would like to peek behind the radio curtain, this will air tomorrow night, I think at 7. And the reason is this is the only time when the Rangers are playing in that time window and there's Monday Night Football.
Yes.
The other Mondays in the month before the baseball season ends, the Rangers are on the West Coast. So there's no place to put the show, and it's a major religious observance for me tomorrow night. So we're going to tape it tonight, and everybody can come be part of it, and then you can hear it tomorrow night.
Congratulations. Enjoy
Thanks. It. Appreciate
Brad
it.
Sham, every Monday, 8 o'clock.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.